Joining us now is Diane Desautels. She's the Climate Change Extension Educator with Minnesota Sea Grant. It's a newly created position with Sea Grant, and Diane joins us by phone now to tell us about it. Welcome to the show, Diane.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
This is a new position at Sea Grant. Can you tell us what you'll be doing as Climate Change Extension Educator?
Yes. I'll be serving a variety of audiences within the community, including public officials, local government staff, schools, citizens, and even the private sector. Our goal is first and foremost awareness of climate change by providing the science on issues related to climate, temperature, larger storm events, and other related issues such as lake level fluctuations. Mm-hmm. Second, with the awareness comes open discussion on how do we adapt to foreseeable change we might see in our community, and how can we plan as best as possible for these changes, for both cost prevention and also for the health of our community. So it's going to be done first by me listening to the community, find out what's needed, and present the science to them as best as we can understand it so that it can help them make decisions.
And what are some of the major issues that communities in the Lake Superior Basin are facing due to climate change?
Well, our atmosphere is warming, and even moderate temperature increases affect the plants we grow, the species of animals and birds that migrate and live here, and the health of our people. In addition, with warmer air comes more severe storm systems. One reason is warmer air can hold more water and therefore produce more rain. And so we get more intense, hard, fast storms, and they drop all the rain at once, and then they're gone for a while. So we face these periods of flooding, and we'll face more periods of longer periods of drought. So how we can look at this, and like in Grand Marais, we might see longer growing seasons, but we also may see a need to irrigate more because we're facing longer periods of drought. Or with the flooding, we may need to look at addressing those extreme storm events so that we can protect the health and safety of our community and figure out ways for our infrastructure to handle it.
What are some of the ways communities can prepare for these effects of climate change?
Well, it's kind of a short and a long-term planning process. In the short term, you know, we look at things, and in the long term, we try to put these issues into our plans. And first, we have to ask ourselves questions, and I hope to facilitate that asking. As a region, how vulnerable are we, and in what areas? Is it our infrastructure? And how can we prepare that storm sewer system to handle those intense rains? How about our forest systems or our wetlands, where we might see different types of water level fluctuations and changes of species coming in? So how can we best prepare for, you know, should we be planting trees in our community that are going to survive a climate change better? Pine trees might be moving north, and we're going to see more oak and maple come in. Hmm. We've seen that in the forest burn areas. Actually, there have been studies up there where the new tree seedlings are coming in where the areas have been burned, and they're seeing a lot of oak and maple, more than they thought they would, instead of the pine.
Wow. Can you talk a little about Minnesota Sea Grant? What does the agency do, and where does the funding come from?
Well, the funding for my position comes from the National Oceanic Atmosphere Administration, or NOAA, as we know. It's federal dollars, and there are actually other people like me on the Great Lakes. Our mission here at Sea Grant is to facilitate that interaction among the public and the scientists so we can enhance communities, the environment, and our economies along Lake Superior and Minnesota's inland waters by identifying information needs, fostering research, and communicating those results. So we have a vision for our citizens to use that science-based understanding of the environment to address issues that they're concerned with when it comes to our water resources.
Hmm. We're talking with Diane Desautels. She's a civil engineer, hydrologist, and educator, and she's the new Climate Change Extension Educator with Minnesota Sea Grant. Diane will be working with communities in the Lake Superior Basin to address environmental and economic issues related to climate change. Is there anything you'd like to add, Diane?
Well, currently, I just wanted to say this is it's a part-time position. I'm sharing it with Wisconsin Sea Grant, who's focusing on Michigan. So I'll be working along the whole western Lake Superior Basin in communities such as Grand Marais, Lutzen, Schroeder, Bayfield, Ashland, and so on. And it's a unique position in Minnesota because it focuses on adaptation. There's a lot of people learning about climate change in their lives and trying to incorporate it into what we do. And hopefully I can help communities look at it, see what's going to be most vulnerable for them, and then help them move forward for adapting to the issues.
Well, thank you. Minnesota Sea Grant is funded by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the University of Minnesota. For more information, visit seagrant.umn.edu. Thanks for being with us today, Diane.
It was wonderful to be here. Thanks a lot.